From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Saudi Arabia now. He is there for a summit meeting with King Salman and his fellow Gulf Arab leaders. Those leaders include Kuwait, Qatar, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Oman, and during his two-day visit, he's to meet with the Saudi King Salman. The president hopes to focus discussions on the fight against jihadist groups and efforts to end the wars in Syria and Yemen. Tensions between Riyadh and Washington, meanwhile, have increased due to what Saudi Arabia sees as President Obama's disengagement from the region and a tilt toward its Shiite rival, Iran. A 6.1 magnitude earthquake has struck around 8 hours GMT near the coast of Ecuador. This new quake happened days after the country was devastated by a deadly 7.8 magnitude quake, according to U.S. experts Wednesday. No tsunami warning was issued. Late Saturday, a 7.8 earthquake struck Ecuador's Pacific Coast Zone that's popular with tourists. The death toll from that quake currently stands at 480, but is set to rise sharply after authorities warn that more than 1,700 people are still missing. This is President Rafael Correa.
Gracias a los transportes de nuestras fuerzas armadas.
He is thanking rescuers as international rescuers and aid groups rush to help victims as searchers dig for families trapped in the debris. Meanwhile, searchers find a man's body in a landslide-hit area in southern Japan, bringing the death toll there from two powerful earthquakes last week. Three people, however, remain missing. More than 100,000 people, meanwhile, are homeless. VOA News. In U.S. presidential politics, billionaire businessman Donald Trump and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has emerged as the big winners in Tuesday's New York presidential primary. Clinton celebrated with her supporters.
You proved once again there's no place like home. In this campaign, we've won in every region of the country. From the north to the south to the east to the west, but this one's personal.
Clinton maintains a wide delegate lead over her lone rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, for her Democratic Party's nomination. Meanwhile, Donald Trump widened his lead over his rivals, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich. The next primary election races are Tuesday in five eastern states that include Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Delaware, and Maryland. The death toll from a Taliban suicide attack in Kabul has more than doubled to 64, according to officials there Wednesday. It's the deadliest militant assault in the Afghan capital in years. The assault Tuesday happened in a densely packed Kabul neighborhood, and it marked the first major Taliban attack in Kabul since the insurgents announced the start of this year's fighting season. A powerful Taliban truck bomb roared through central Kabul and a fierce firefight broke out, sending clouds of smoke billowing into the sky and rattling windows several kilometers away. This is the Interior Ministry spokesman, Sadiq Siddiqui. In his comments, he said, "It is with regret that I announce that 64 people were killed and 347 others wounded in yesterday's Kabul attack. Most of them are civilians." In his comments, he adds that the people of Afghanistan's message to the Taliban is that they will face retaliation for their action. Meanwhile, mourners in Kabul held funerals for the victims. Unidentified gunmen attacked policemen guarding medical workers administering polio vaccinations in Pakistan Wednesday, killing seven of them, as the latest violence against efforts to eradicate the crippling disease. The policemen were killed in two attacks in Karachi. The attacks took place within 600 kilometers of each other near a market, according to a senior police official. Japanese automaker Mitsubishi Wednesday admitted that it falsified fuel efficiency tests in more than 600,000 vehicles after reports of misconduct since its Tokyo-listed shares crashing. You can read more details on that at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.